Hilchos Geirus appears in all of Tusi Amadu and Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeus, David Reis Samaches, and Reis Samaches. And you consider the fact that Reis Samaches is really about the status of the Geir post Geirus vis a vis Arayos and Edus and the like. It's only one simon about the actual Geirus process. There are other related sugyas and other related areas in Shulchan Aruch that we'll address. But when it comes to the Malach of Geirus, a lot of the Malach, so to speak, is more a matter of Shikul Adas than of actual strict halacha. We'll talk about the various issues that come up in Geirus, both in and out of Shulchan Aruch. Before we discuss the actual components of Geirus, I'd like to begin with something of the Hakdama related to the proper approach and perspective that one should have, one as a Rav, one as a Beis Din, towards someone who expresses interest in Geirus. We'll see that there are sources that indicate an orientation of Nechiya, of pushing away and trying to discourage a candidate from Geirus. At the same time, there are other sources indicating that, at least under certain circumstances, Geirus should be properly facilitated and perhaps even encouraged. So everyone knows, I believe, or if you ask someone on the street to tell you something about Geirus, they may tell you that you're supposed to push away a prospective Geir three times. Right? That's in common, one of the common things people know about Geir. So that doesn't appear anywhere in Shas, doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Kemad doesn't appear in Rishonim, although Rebbe Reis found a Rokeach that has it. It's Medrash Rab and Rus, commenting on the triple usage of the term Shovna in Naomi's discussion with Rus, where she says Shovna three times. So the Medrash Rus indicates, based on that, Parak Beis, Seven Tesayim in the Medrash, that you're supposed to be Docha Ger three times. Again, it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch or in classic Poskim. Rabbi Reis has a nice article printed in the Seve Tov, the tribute volume to Rabbi Chalap, on this topic, how he has a suggestion as to how maybe in practice we actually are Mekayim three Dechuyim, even if it's not done in a formal, official way. But that notwithstanding, whether or not we're concerned about a actual official Dechuyah three times, the Gemara does indicate a certain orientation of Dechuyah or discouragement. That's the Sugya of Geirus and Daphne Mzayin and Aleph and Yavamas. The Geirus Sugyas appear here in these few blots in the middle of Perek HaCholetz. So the Gemara tells us on Mimzai Naman Aleph, outlining the process and the reaction to an interest in Geirus. The Gemara says toward the bottom, and I would encourage you to bring a Gemara Yavamas with you on days that we have Marmar Kamas and Gemara Yavamas. The Gemara says, V'telang to the bottom, Tadar Abadam, Ger Shabbat L'Isgayi B'Zman Azeh. So if a Ger comes to express interest to be Mizgayer nowadays, Amrim Lo, Mari Isa Shabbos Alisgayer, why are you interested in being a Geir? Iyata Yodeya, Sheyisal Bezman Azeh, Dibuyim, Duchufim, Schufim, Turafim, Visir Banalim. Don't you know that the Jews nowadays are discriminated against, are belittled, there's anti-Semitism, it's tough to be a Jew? Im Omer Yodeya Niveini Kedai, he says, I'm well aware and I want to do it anyway. Mekadlin Asamiyat, So the Gemara indicates that the initial orientation towards the prospective Ger is one of Dechiya, that you're supposed to discourage him, that it's not so easy to be a Jew. Then the Gemara goes on Amud Beis, skipping a bit, Amar Mar, about 15 lines down, Ger Shabbat L'Isgayer, Amlo Mar Isa Shabbat L'Isgayer, Modino Samix of Mrs. Kalos, Mrs. Chaburos, my timer. The Gemara seems to be asking, why do we have this initial orientation of trying to be Docha Ger? Di Parish Nifrosh, so that if he wants to back out, he'll back out. The Amar of Telbo, Kashim Geirim L'Yisrael Kisat Hachas. Geirim posed difficulties, caused trouble for the Jews, the born Jews, like a Sapachas, like a form of Saras. Dechsiv Novah Geir Alehem V'Nisvachu Al Beis the Nisbuchu al Beis Yaakov, pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Yud Dalet. So that seems to be the Gemara's reason for this initial orientation of Dechia, because there are consequences of accepting Gerim, Gerim Arkashim Kisapacha. So in the Rishonim, there are two general streams of approach. There are nuances of difference, but two general approaches to what is the meaning that they're Kashim Kisapacha. Is it that there's something objectively negative about Gerim, or is it that because Gerim are so lofty, we're not going to be able to treat them appropriately, and we may be nifshal in our treatment of Gerim? So Rashi here, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, writes as follows: Lashon Sapachas She'osim Maseim Harishonim, that they're going to cling on, hold on to their original activities, that which they were used to before their Megayer, V'lom Demisol Mehem, and the Jews are going to learn from them in a inappropriate negative way. Oh, some Kumalayim is a Behetzer. Or you're going to rely on their halachic practices, which may not be sufficiently informed, and make a mistake in Sak Halacha. So because either they're Osim and Masayim Rishonim and they're going to be a bad influence, or they're not sufficiently knowledgeable in halachic practice, and you may make an error in judgment based on how you see a ger conducting himself. Rambam sounds like he's of a similar orientation in terms of Sapachas. Hilchos Gerus in the Rambam is in Isurei Bia, the beginning, the end of Perek Yud Beis through the beginning of Perek Yud Dalet. So Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches, Yud Gimel Yud Ches, V'mivnei Zeh, Amru Chachamim, Kashim Lehem Gerim Lisoa Kineget Saras, Sheruban Chozri Mishul Davar, Umatin Es Yisrael. The kasha davar lifrosh behem achar shen isgayru. That they're going to be mata Jews. They're going to cause Jews to do something in error, to follow them inappropriately, and it'll be hard to distance yourself from them after gerus. Tzei lamad ma ira b'midbar b'maisa egel b'kibra satava, which was led by the Erevav, v'chein rov hanisyonos asafsuf. Most of the trouble in the Midbar was started by the Asasuf, the Erevav, who were a group of Gerim, the way the Rambam presents it. So that seems to be a similar orientation of Sapachas, that they're going to cause Jews to err, to sin, to engage in inappropriate activity. Me'iri writes as follows: Me'iri Adaf Chuf Tes Amid Aleph Divra Mastil La'olam. Kuvtes Amid Aleph and Yavam and Steve Maski the Olam, the Iri writes, La'olam Yehei Adam Nimna Shalola Kabul Geirim, Ela Im Kain Achar Bechina Gedola. So a person should be reluctant to accept Geirim unless you vet them properly. Ala Derech Shen Espar Biz Mesech Dezu. That's the vetting process we have here on Daf in Zion. Number one, to make sure they know what they're getting into. Number two, to make sure that there aren't ulterior motivations, which we'll talk about in the coming Shirim. So they have to be properly vetted. Shema mitoch eizo siba he misgayrim. Maybe they're going to be misgayer for ulterior motivation. Ve'en kavanasin dekiya mikol vakol. And they don't have the right intentions. Ukishin isgayru uparcha sibasam. And once they make it to the finish line, they complete the process, and they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish because they've fulfilled that which is necessary for their ulterior motivation. Hey, makila medutik mitzvos. Then they're going to become lax in their observance. The Yisrael made them, and the Jews are going to learn from them. V'usha amru kashim geirim liyisrael kesapachas. The Meiri, along the lines of Rashi and the Rambam, understands sapachas is a negative because there's going to be a bad influence that's going to spill over to the mainstream Jewish community. Now, the Meiri sounds like the concern is only in a case of someone that converts for ulterior motivations. The Meiri presents it that you have to do proper vetting, because if someone's going to convert for ulterior motivations, even though the Geirus is going to be chal, but there's a concern that they're going to be lax in their observance afterwards, and that's going to have a negative effect on others. The pashas of the presentation in Rashi and the Rambam is that the concern of sapachas is across the board. Even if someone converts for the right motivation, still there may be a laxity that is, or inaccuracy in practice that's going to rub off on others.
Maybe it sounds like it's a nevuah that you can't get out of. I mean, that's the way it is. There's sapakas Yisrael, finished. Where is the wiggle room?
You're saying the pasuk in Yishai, well, the pasuk shad in the pasuk, it doesn't mean sapakas is like a sras, that's the drasha of the Gemara. So the Rishonim explain, well, where's this drasha coming from? What's the concern? Why is Chazal mefarish the pasuk that way? Right? The pasuk shad in the pasuk just means they're going to be added on. So that's a good thing. Right? That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara.
Sorry, there's no way out.
I'm sorry?
So how is it, they're marginalized, right? There's many
Lavin regarding... 36 Lavin, but Anas Agar, we're going to get to that soon, right?
So, on one hand, the Lavin are a response to the natural tendency to marginalize a minority,
right?
Let's say. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they're going to learn from them.
So that was my
like them, so, and therefore they'll learn from them, or they marginalize them, and they kind of, okay, you know, you stay there, and we'll be over here.
Okay, so that was my hakdama, that what I'm going to try to do here is present that balance between one orientation of dechia, and then the imperative to be makariv gerim as well, and avas hager, and try to navigate the middle ground. But correct, there are different themes at play. Well, we'll see in a moment that other Rishonim understand sabachas differently as speaking to the virtues of gerim and our deficiencies.
Right. So it's a kasha on the Rambam, but the Rashi is
not a kasha, but that's
well, it needs to be answered.
Meaning, it could be
a marginalized minority would have an influence, a negative influence on community.
No, the Rambam, the Rambam and Rashi aren't suggesting that they be marginalized.
I'm describing the fact that there's so many lobbying, that is the reality.
Right.
That
may be your shita time of the Grah. Maybe it's not time of the Grah because of the Fush Bakra. But maybe it's not the shita time of the Grah. But the bottom line,
what do you mean? I'm referring to the fact
we can't necessarily ascribe the motivation for the preponderance of Lavin for an Anas Hager in absolute terms. That's the Sivir Akra, that's what the Torah says.
Okay, if you will be showing you that, describe it, that's the reason.
Okay. So again, within...
There are going to be
tensions, and...
A foreigner who's a minority is marginalized.
And right. There has to be...
Right, so
for our purposes, the simplest approach that we could work with as a working approach now and revisit as we go on is that there are these, let's say, within the Rambam Rashi approach. Now, I'll just, before I say that, the Bach understands in Siman Reish Samech Ches of Katan Dalet, that even Rashi and the Rambam are like the Meiri, that the only real concern about Sapachas is where they are converting for ulterior motivations. So that might be easier for your purposes. But if you don't say like that, so there are certain precautions in place because we are concerned of... even Rashi the Rambam, Kipshutam, may still acknowledge within the concern of Sapachas that the real concern is more pronounced in a situation where there are other motivations involved in the Gavis process or the impetus for some of being a Geyer. Although, even under the best of circumstances, there is a risk of recidivism. So the Sapachas takes into consideration that there is, understandably, a risk of recidivism if someone may naturally go back to previous practices. So that's a cautionary note. But that doesn't take away from the fact that once someone is a Geyer properly, then there are all these Lavan of Anas Hager, and you have to be sensitive, and Abbas Hager, and you have to take care of them and integrate them. Okay. So that's what we'll call Rashi Rambam Meiri, that the concern of Sapachas, which the Gemara introduces in the context of why there's an initial orientation of Dechia, is because of a concern of negative influences. Rashi in Nida, Daf Yigim Amibayis, it also has this line of Sapachas. Rashi, neither Yigim or Mibayis, neither Maskel, because Sapachas writes as follows. Quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya. She'ein v'kiyem v'mitzvos, they're not as proficient in their observance, Umavi and Puranos, and that's going to lead to calamity because of their lack of proficiency in observance. V'od, Shemba Lameidim Yisami Maseim, V'pim Bari Hazaka. The Yeshomer, Shekol Yisrael or Ravens Ebazah. So Rashi calls the Yeshomer that the concern is Arbus, that every Jew is responsible for the activities of every other Jew, and where there are Jews that violate Averos, that ultimately creates a certain responsibility on the part of every other Jew. So by adding, implicitly what he's quoting, is by adding other people to Klal Yisrael, perhaps even independent of their proficiency, but you're running the risk of having a greater responsibility for more people. So if I'm responsible for 15 million Jews, and then we add another 100 Jews, so now I'm responsible for 15 million and 100 Jews, so that created more of a responsibility for me. Why should I have to bear that burden? That's what Rashi quotes from a Yesh Omer, and Rashi rejects Avala Milsehi, Shalonis Arvu Mishul HaGerim, that Arvus doesn't apply to Gerim. Darmina Masechasota, Lamed Zayin Mebeis, Nimsa L'kol Echa Yisrael. The Gemara there says that there were 603,550 brisos, the number, the exact population of the adult male Jews between 20 and 60 in the Midbar at the census and Sefer Bamidbar. That's the number of brisos. Implication that that's the extent of Arvus, and there's no Arvus for anyone else that gets added to Klal Yisrael later. So Rashi here has this fascinating suggestion that there's no din of Arvus for Gerim. That could have significant ramifications l'halacha. We don't seem to assume that way. As we pass in Shulchan Aruch, for example, Arachayim Nun Gimel Sif Yates, Arachayim Nun Gimel Sif Yates, that a ger could be mostly other people's as the chazan, ger can daven for an amud. If Arvus wasn't inclusive of gerim, then you couldn't have a ger serve as a shliach tzibur. So we don't paskin like this, what Rashi seems to be saying here, doesn't seem to be paskin that way, that Arvus doesn't include gerim. If that was the case, then you couldn't, the ger couldn't make kiddush to be mostly others. In the Sefer Mishnah Sager, Mishnah Sager is a beautiful, relatively recently published sefer by Rabbi Moshe Klein, the son of Rabbi Menashe Klein. Mishnah Sager, Chele Beis Simen Pei Beis, he quotes a Maharit in Kedushin, who quotes the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes, which seems to indicate that Ger of Arvus Lal Arvus. The Gemara there says, in the context of Arvus, Ein Li Ela HaOmdim Al Har Sinai, how do you know? All I know is that Arvus included the people who were there in the generation of Mamad Har Sinai. Doris Habon, Megayer, Masidim, Misgayer, Minai. And how do you know that the coming generations and people who will be Misgayer in the future also include an Arvus? Tamalomer, Esa Sherei Nenu Po Hayom, Pasigani Tamar. So that Gemara seems to be Mefurish, that Gayer are Bechlal Arvus, just like subsequent generations of Klai Yisrael are Bechlal Arvus, and that seems to be what we assume Lalacha, that Gerim are indeed B'chlal Arvus, not like the Rashi in Nida. Okay, so again, that approach, Rashi, Rambam, Iri, is that Zapachas is a negative, there is something concerning about Gerim, which is why there is at least an initial orientation of Dechia when someone comes to express an interest in being Megayer. However, there's a totally different approach in the Bali Tosos and other Rishonim. Take a look at Tosos here, if you have the Gemara Yevamos in front of you, Mem Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom. Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kesapachos. So first he quotes Rashi. He quotes the Rashi here, he quotes the Rashi in Nida about Arvus. And then he says the Gemara in Sot does not mash for that way about Arvus. V'od Yishlomar, the Kashim Gerim Yisrael, Lefi Shemis Arvim Bahem, the Ein Shechina Shore El Al Mishpachas Miuchas Hashem Yisrael. That's another potential negative. The Yesh Mefarshim Lefi Shevi Yoser Husur Yisrael Al Gerim VeYicholim Lizar Meyonasan. Because the Torah is so strict in its expectations of us to engage in Avas Ager and not to violate Onas Ager, that it's very difficult to avoid Onas Ager. So because of the lofty status of a ger, that's going to create a difficult situation for us to properly be nizar in their kavod, in our interpersonal relationships with gerim. And Kashim Kisapachas doesn't speak negatively at all about a ger. On the contrary, it speaks negatively about the born Jews, who aren't going to be able to properly conduct themselves in the presence of gerim, where the potential lavdin of anas ager are so severe. Okay. The Beis Yosef here in Reis HaMeches Dibur Maskel Ukishabba Dibur Maskel Ukishabba Klosa Smag, the Shach quotes this as well. Does anyone have a Shachan Arkan from you?
Yeah.
The Shach in Sivkotan Beis Reis HaMeches Sivkotan Beis, so we'll read it in there. Sorry, Sifkat and Gimel. Omlo Marisa, Shem Yirza Lifer Shifro, Shekashim Gevus Lokas Apachas. Gam Shelo Yomer La'achar Mikan, Ilu Yadati Lo Yisim Iskayu. So that's what the Beis Yosef quotes in the Smag, that we're concerned there shouldn't be buyer's remorse. The reason that we say Mari, so why do you want to become Jewish? And we disabuse him about, or we inform him about all the potential negatives of becoming Jewish, is that we don't want him to have buyer's remorse. So that's a different reason, aside from the Gemara's reason, of this orientation of Dechia. So what does that mean? And let's say he does. So I'll say afterwards, someone's Megayer. No, I didn't realize what this involves. Had I known, then I never would have been Megayer in the first place. So what's the status of the person, let's say he did express buyer's remorse? What's the status of the Agerus? The Mishnah Sager, Tehle Dei Simon Vav, says he could understand the Smag one of two ways. Either that that's some kind of real tolos bedin, that the equivalent of a mekach tolos, where the geirus isn't chal because it was done under false pretenses, or that he means that that somehow, let's explain exactly how this would work, that somehow he's not going to be. We're concerned the geirus is 100% chal. But the guy's going to claim that he has buyer's remorse, and then he's going to ditch everything and stop being observant. But Lamaisa, he's still a halachic Jew, and he's going to be violating Averis. So we don't want to create a situation where someone is going to regret having made this life-changing decision, and then suffer the consequences, klapei shamayim, of becoming a over Averis, even though he's halachically still a Jew. Okay. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yudal, it has an additional hakdama to this Nara Isa. But the way the Gemara presents it, the starting point is Tanur Rabbanan, Ger Shabbal Eskayib is Manazel Lo Marisa. The first thing, first question you ask, someone comes, presents himself, wants to be a Geyer, why are you interested? What's in it for you? Nara Isa. So the Rambam writes as follows, the beginning of Perek Yudalit. Ketza mekabel geri ha-sedek, kishayavo lehiskayer, v'yivduku acharav, v'lo yimsu ila, when he comes to his guy here and we check after him, we check up after him, we don't find any other motivation, etc. So Rambam adds in that there's a step before the Ma'arisa. Before the Ma'arisa, we look into it, we're bodeg, we check, investigate his motivations, and then if we determine that there are no inappropriate motivations, then we begin Ma'arisa. So Rambam says that there is a responsibility incumbent upon Beis Din before you get to first base to do its independent investigation. Meiri writes that way as well. Meiri Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says as follows: Faraskalnu leba'er shagoy kishaval isgayer tzmicham anu lizayer shenivdok v'nefash beish b'inyano im shum siba garemas lizgayer. You have to check that there's no ulterior motivation. V'she'ein ikir kavanaso le'emuna. What does that mean? She ain't ikar kavanasa le'emuna? I didn't focus on those words before. I'm not sure what he means by that. Okay, you can take a look and tell me later. The Ashav Ayam Misadr Mesadvar Malo Fineya, and now we put everything in order. The Hu, Shekhe Shehu Ba'i, Slain and Liskayer, the Chakar Nuhu, Bit Kanuhu, Shalol Shim Siva, Elam Ikar Emuna. What he's supposed to be saying there is that his motivation is sincere and he is expressing the proper emuna. I'm not sure why it's she'ein ikar kavanasa emuna. What the Meiri is saying is what we see in the Rambam, that first you have to investigate the motivation, make sure there's no ulterior motive. If there is an ulterior motive, we'll talk about that. If there's no ulterior motive, then you proceed with Ma Ra'isa. Beis Yitzchak has the following diuk. Shuas Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkis, Chelik Beis, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf, Os Dalet. Chelik Beis, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf, Os Dalet. So he points out does the Gemara have a lashon boke in here? Mm-hmm. I thought it was here, but you have to check again what he's quoting. He says that he's medayik in lashon of boken, but the Gemara here doesn't have boken at the beginning. He's medayik lashon of boken acharav as opposed to boken also, that the bedika that Bezdin has to engage in has to be independent of reliance totally on the prospective ger. That you can't just rely on his self-representation that there's no ulterior motivation. You need to investigate independently from other sources as well. He's medayik that the lashon of boken acharav. Does Gemara have that here? I have to check again.
Who's medayik?
The Beis Yitzchak. Kehilat Beis Yerdeya Siman Kuf Os Dalet. Okay, and again, we'll discuss probably beginning next time the status of Geirus done where there are ulterior motives involved. So that is the Gemara's initial orientation towards the Dechia of Mara Issa because of either the Gemara's Sapachas or the Sma's concern about buyer's remorse. And again, Machlok, as we've shown him, whether the orientation of Sapachas is because of something negative about Geirim or something negative about us in our interactions with Geirim.
Potential.
No, our interactions with Geirim once and Megair.
Are we're concerned that we won't treat them right?
Right.
Right. Potentially mistreat
them. Oh, correct.
And yes. It'll be hard to be nisman from you all. We'll
yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the Gemara says in the Hemshech here on Mem Zayin on the Beis. The Ein Marbin Alav, the Ein Medaktikim Alav. So the Gemara has it earlier on the top line, and then the Gemara sources this out at the two dots. Even with the middle of Tosad Yirmazah B'chol Davar. A Marvel of A Medaktik. And a lot of you don't make it too difficult. Amr Blazer, Mikra, the Siv, Ateraki Mitzaneta, Sila Lepes, Ita, Vatathala, the Beri Laha. So once Nomi saw that Rus was serious and motivated, then she stopped trying to discourage her. And there's a line in the Ris Rab as well, right after the Ris Rab in Perek Beis, that says that you have to be docha three times. And then it says, Amr Yitzchak, Bachus lo yalim ger, Paskin Iyov, Lo'olam yehei adam docha b'smol, l'mekabel b'yamin, that a person has to have a balance between small docha yamin b'karevis. And that, in the context of Kabbalah's Gerim. So the initial orientation is one of Dechia. But Vateraki Misameses, when someone expresses sincere motivation and wants to stick with the program, then you have to be Mekarif. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tassam and Beis, that the Avos were punished for pushing away Timna. Timna, who ended up marrying Eliphaz and becoming the progenitor of Amalek, initially wanted to become part of the family of the Avos. The Avos were suspect about her motivations and were docha her. And the Gemara presents that as a taina on the Avos, which ended up facilitating the birth of Amalek because the Avos were unfairly and appropriately docha Timna in not accepting her as a Gioris or the equivalent. And as the Tosas points out on Kuftes on the Beis and Yevamos as well, Kuftes on the Beis Diva Maskil Ra'a Ra'a Chara'a Tavola Mekabla Geirim Amari the Hayu Hecha Shemasinos on this Gair Oshu Mekabla Samiyat. So there'll be bad consequences where you encourage them to convert on your own, or you're mekabel them right away without any process. Aval imhe misamtze lisgayer, but if they demonstrate their motivation and commitment, Yesh lanu l'kablam, we should be mekablam. Shrei matzinu shenenshu avribitz of Yaakov, shelokiblu l'timda, shabasu l'skayir. V'hal chavayis apiglegay shalifas v'nesav, v'nafak mina amalek, did sarin al Yisrael. V'gam Yeshua kibol rachal azona, Nami Rusamavia, and the Gera that Hillel was Megayer on Menashe to Simeniko and Gadol. So you see that if someone has the right motivation, if Ateriki Mitzametzes, then you should be Mekabel them. And if you don't, you run the risk of what happened to the Avos.
So this Mitzvah is an indication of that.
There's an attempt at Tuchia, and she's not being discouraged. She wants to stick with the program. So here there's no ulterior motivation, and the person is committed and interested in proceeding even despite your attempts at discouragement. You should be Mekar of them. Mekabel them, at least. The Bach understands that this tension between Dechi and Kabbalah, if you will, or the balance, is reflected in the Gemara's requirement of mitzvahs chamuros and mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas. Right, the Gemara says, after the initial attempt at Dechiya, Mara Isa, then the Gemara says that Modiyan Osa, a few lines in the bottom of Zayin and Aleph, so you have to inform them of a smattering of easy mitzvahs and hard mitzvahs. So we understand if we're trying to discourage them that we tell them about all the difficult mitzvahs. Why do we need to tell them about the easy mitzvahs as well? Where does that fit in? So the Bach writes, Deshema, and we tell them about schar mitzvah and Onesh Mitzvos, Onesh Averos. So the Bach writes, V'had demodi and kalos, the schar and mitzvos, why do you have to tell them about schar and about the mitzvos kalos? D'shema kabanasam l'shamay, maybe they really are sincerely motivated. V'im lo hodiyu kalos, the schar and mitzvos, gormin letardo, ulatosa miderech tova, lederech ra. So maybe we're going to be too successful at discouraging them if we only tell them about the negatives, the difficult things. Sheyarei milisgayer, he's going to decide not to convert. B'chashva shekarifu la'onesh rach mischar, thinking that it's not worth it because he's much more likely to be punished than rewarded. Midaito shekol mitzvah satara chamura, saying he's going to think that everything is hard. V'yesh onesh ba'avram, v'shema ein aleim schar, and then it sounds like that would be bad. If we're too successful and he's really sincerely motivated, we shouldn't discourage him. Alkei modino so gam kalos v'sheb b'asosan yizkel schar gadol. So it would be wrong to just tell them how hard a life it is, to just tell them about the onshim, about the chamuros, and not tell them about the schar and the kalos, because that's going to push them away too far in the other direction. And if they are sincerely motivated, we should work with them and not overly discourage them.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I have his own Mitzvah Kalah Chamor, so there is even a Mitzvah Kalah that has an onerousness to it because you have to engage
with that's the Meiri. You have to what?
You have to engage with it with like a Chamorah, so there. In a way, there are no kalos.
So the Meiri, so the Meiri writes like that, but that's not what the Bach says.
Yeah,
the Bach is not saying that. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Good, so that's the Meiri. The Bach is not saying that. The Bach says that the reason where Bodia Nitzas Mitzvahs Kalos and about Skar Mitzvah is to balance, to counterbalance the Mitzvahs Chamuros. Because we don't want to give them the wrong perspective and inappropriately discourage them if really objectively they should be Megayer or that they're properly motivated. Yitzhak Meir is pointing out the Meiri. Meiri Mem Zayin Amin Aleph Dibur Maskol Kvar. He understands that the Hadas Nitzas Mitzvos Kalos is also meant to discourage, because he writes as follows: V'yera Atam V'Kalos M'nesha Ovdei Ha'alilim Ein Lehem B'Darchei Dateyem V'Avodas Elileyem Mitzvos Yiseiras. When it comes to other religions don't govern every facet of your life. They don't interfere with everything that you do. Once we understand, if a person understands that in the Torah governs everything, even what shoe you put on in the morning, what shoelaces you tie first, then he's going to say, Yomer Belibo, Kama Dikdukim Hei Medaktikim Lelo Tzorech. This is ridiculous. There's so much minutia. The Yafserbo. And he's going to have second thoughts. If he understands that even the minutia of every moment of our lives is governed by Torah. Then the reason we tell them Lekha Shekhopeya and Staka is because they're not into Staka, so they discourage them as well. So Meiri understands that everything we tell them is meant to discourage them. But that's very different than the Bas approach. The Bas sees this as trying to strike a balance. Now, parenthetically, since we're talking about Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Kalos, and Chamuros, what are the Kalos and Chamuros that we speak of? So the Gemara says, Bodinos a mixas mitzvah kalos mixas mitzvah chamuros, umodinos a oven lecha shichul peyer meiser ani, umodinos an onshan shall mitzvahs, and then an amud beis. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, it's before I'm at Aleph still. Then the Gemara says, Amr lo, have a yodea. Sha'ad shalom basa l'midazu achalta chelev Yata onesh karis. Chilata Shabbos yata onesh skila. And now, chelev onesh karis. Chilata Shabbos onesh skila. So, in the Sefer Geirus Kolchasa, Rav Stern from Bnei Brak, he says, you get the impression from the juxtaposition of the Gemara that Chelev and Shabbos are examples of mitzvahs chamuros. Now, the Gemara does say it in the context of Chaskar Onesh, not in the context of mitzvahs per se, but in the flow of the Gemara, you get the impression that those are two examples of mitzvahs chamuros. And he assumes in Svara, without any raya, that he says it makes sense that if you have to tell them mitzvahs, mitzvahs chamuros, it should be at least three. So if that's the case, then the Gemara tells you two, and you have to figure out the third. So he says, maybe other machlokes asuros should be the third. What about mitzvahs kalos? So the Marsha writes over here, Amam Zayin Beis, that what the Gemara says there in Amam Beis, that Nomi told Rus about Tchumen and Yichud, so those are examples of mitzvahs kalos. Chumen and Yichud. In Geirus Kolchasa, he points out that the Sefer Klali Hamila of Reb Gershom Hagozer from the Rishonim, he has a brief treatment of Hilchos Geirim there. So he says that Mitzvos Kalos are Lecha Shechopeya Maaser Sheni. But you get the impression he says from our Gemara, Rabbi Stern, that Lech HaShechapeh is a different category. So that mixes us Chamorus, mixes Kalos, and Lech HaShechapeh. So then it's not necessarily so clear from the Gemara what the Kalos are, or maybe you could choose your own Kalos.
Even according to the Erie, it's even the Mitzvah Kalos are, I'm saying differently from the Erie is saying that Mitzvah Kalos show you the full
the range
of Judaism getting into the minutiae of life. I was just saying even the Kalos are you're supposed to treat them like the Chama. But even according to the Erie, there is a balance in that you tell them the Skar and the Mitzvahs.
Right, that is
that there is
correct.
A,
okay, good. Is there a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Gerim? So once you pass the threshold of Dechia, and the orientation seems to be that you should work with them at that point, if you ascertain that there's no ulterior motivation and Vateri Himis HaMetzah, is there actually a mitzvah involved in Kabbalah's Gerim? Now the Gemara says over here, Amin Zayim Ubeis, when it comes to Vateri Himis HaMetzah, so if at that point he's properly mekabel mitzvos, then we do mila right away. We proceed with the geiris maitaima. Shehuye mitzvah lo mashina. You're not supposed to delay a mitzvah. So where? What's the mitzvah that you're not supposed to delay? What's the mitzvah of kabbalas geirim? So our abbesin Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, shalav refuah shleima, came out a number of years ago with a small English kuntres on Ava Sager, entitled Converts to Judaism and Our Relationship to Them, published 2010 by the CRC in Chicago. So he points out, I heard him say this before the Sefer came out, but he points out that Rabbi Yehuda Gershuni has a Sefer called Sofayich, and he quotes there, the Tashbeis and the Zohar HaRakiyah. Tashbeis and Zohar HaRakiyah. The Zohar HaRakiyah, the Tashbeis, is a commentary on Shlomo Ibn Gavirol's chibur on mitzvos. It's a kind of chibur, the genre of Sadugon's chibur, which we're probably more familiar with. So the Tashbeis and the Zohar HaRakiyah asks, why is it that Shlomo Ibn Gavirol didn't mention a mitzvah of Kabbalas Gerim in his Minyan HaMitzvos? The Rebbe Gershuni in the Sefer called Safayah suggests, as does Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo in his work on Sefer Mitzvot, Rabbi Sadia Gon, the end of Essay Yutes, they suggest maybe Kabbalas Gerim is included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Along the lines of the Sifri, Parshas Veschanan, Lamed Beis, V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, Ahavaso al abrios, that you should cause Hashem to be loved by humanity. Ka'avram avicha, ki'inyan shenemar, v'esanef ha'shashur asu b'charan. V'alo is a mean, esanef ha'shashur asu b'charan, the people that they created. V'alo in miskansim kol bay olam lebaros yitosh efet alhaknes v'anashama enam yecholim. If the entire medical community gets together, they wouldn't be able to create a mosquito. El melameid, Shaya Avram Avinu Begayru Mechnisim Tachas Kanfei Shechina. That doesn't mean literally that he created life. It means that he was Megayru them. He brought them to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Sifri's presentation of what it means. V'hatas Hashem L'kacha. Avas Hashem. If you love someone, then you tell other people about he whom you love. And that's what Avas Hashem is, to spread love of Hashem to humanity. The Rambam quotes this in Sefer Mitzvos, Asei Gimel. That was the meat of Avram Avinu. But maybe Avas Hager isn't. Maybe Kabbalas Gerim is included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And then Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo quotes from the Ria Barceloni that Kabbalas Gerim is included in the mitzvah of Avas Hager. That Avas Hager isn't just after someone's Megayer, but you have to. If there's a mitzvah of Avas Hager, you have to facilitate the becoming a Ger. So facilitating Geirus may be Bechlal Avas Hager, the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvos Essay Reish Zayin. There's a Mashmos that way in the Tosa Rosh in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Hamal Es Hager Mevarech Hasher Kedishad Mitzvah Mitzivanu Lamal Es Hagerim. The Gemara is that special bracha for Mila Hager. Lamal Sagerim. So the Tosafot Rashi seems to implicitly be bothered there. What's the mitzvah? What's Asher Kedushan mitzvah sub level sageir? What does it say in the Torah to be malgeir? So writes the Rashi, Hamal sageirim Omer Asher Kedushan mitzvah tzivanu lamal sageirim ki nitzavinu leho v'sageirim, because it's a mitzvah of avasageir v'efshar lias ger v'lamila. So happy if there's a mitzvah to love a ger, you can't have a ger unless you megayir him. Mila is a component of geirus. So the fact that there's a mitzvah avas ager means that the actual geirus, or facilitating the geirus, is nichlal, and that mitzvah avas ager. So if there's a mitzvah avas ager, there's a mitzvah lamal sagerim, and that's why you can say a bracha of lamal es agerim. The Kavna Rav, Chubas Varvam, Chelik Beis, Simen Kafei Os Aleph, Chelik Beis, Simen Kafei Os Aleph, writes that when it comes to milas geirim, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's no sifin shachan aruch, there's no pasuk in the Torah that tells you have to be malgeirim, but if you are, then there is a kiyum, and again, that kiyum could default potentially within avas ager or avas hashem.
Isn't the pashas that the Torah commanded a procedure in how to convert? Fulfilling what's in Hashem by following that procedure, irrespective of
you're saying, even if it's not included in the minyan of mitzvos, so that doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. It's fulfilling rest of Hashem.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be connected to Havas Ger. It's just you're fulfilling the.
This is clearly rest of Hashem because this is part of the system that Hashem created.
Well, the Torah speaks that you have that right. There is that procedure, and you're right. following that procedure.
Right. It doesn't have to fit into a sifin shulchan aruch. Doesn't have to fit into a specific mitzvah. This is how we're meant to approach the sugya of geirus.
Well,
it's
just halacha.
This is how you do it. Right.
Yeah, this is a halacha.
Good. Okay. Good. I will stop here. Next, I will talk a little bit more about situations in which we minimize dechia. I want to talk a little bit about Geirim from Amalek, and then we'll go on to discuss Geirim for ulterior motivations. So you have Mar Makomas that should take you at least another three Shirim, and we will pick up Mirz Hashem Wednesday at 3:00.